Work, fish, hope. That's the motto of Coastal Villages Region Fund. But lately, the village of Quinnahawk hasn't been doing much working or fishing. And as of last week, a little less hoping.
And they're already at a poverty level, and they were getting desperate because there was no fish buyer. And now they're, they're screwed.
That's Jason Lake, a broker working with the Northwest Seafood Exchange. Lake heard that CVRF had closed its $40 million processing plant in Platinum and saw this as a salmon buying opportunity. Lake told the owner of the company, Bob Links, about the deal.
I called Bob. I was like, hey, Bob, you interested? And he's like, heck yeah, let's go.
Quinnahawk is on the Kinnicktok River, just up the Bering Sea coast from Platinum. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says enough chum salmon have passed their counters that they would open a commercial salmon fishery there if there was a processor for that fish, which there isn't. The shutdown plant's owner, CVRF, is a 25-year-old firm granted a share of offshore crab and groundfish under the Federal Community Development Quota Program with the idea that income should be used to help the economy along the coast. CVRF CEO Morgan Crow says that their onshore plant was never profitable.
The conditions to open it will be that it has to be able to come very, very close to sustaining itself.
Crow says that the plant and the fishery operation on the whole were not businesses, but what he calls programs, meaning that they did not create revenue for CVRF. Jason Lake says he was willing to offer two times what Coastal Villages Region Fund paid for salmon. He says that the fish are easily worth that much. But before the deal could be struck, Lake ran into big problems.
We flew down there yesterday and we talked to a handful of fishermen.
That's Crow again, who just got back from Quinnahawk.
I think they were interested in using some of our equipment, but I think in the end they had no idea what they were getting themselves into.
Not only do fishermen have no place to process the fish they catch, but Crow and plant manager Nick Souza have denied them access to equipment already in place in Quinnahawk for icing and handling the fish. Here's Lake again.
We were shut down, which in return shut the, shut Quinnahawk down for the year and all the other villages that participate in the commercial fishing in that area.
The closure of the commercial fisheries program by CVRF was a surprise to many residents in the region, who told Alaska Dispatch News earlier this year that CVRF didn't warn them about the closure, but the plant had already stopped taking halibut 2 years ago. Crow says unstable supply, state and federal fishing regulations are among the problems, but others believe that it was because the operation was badly run. Mayor of the city of Platinum, Mark Moyle, where the now closed plant is located, says that he's seen plenty.
And that's what you can quote me on, is that I believe they have foolishly spent money here in Platinum.
Moyle says he's seen the company spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in places it didn't have to. He says the company routinely barged its damaged boats and equipment to Washington instead of doing repairs in-house, which cost thousands in shipping alone, not to mention the work itself each time something broke. Moyle echoes what several other sources told KYUK. Here he recalls another instance he says didn't make financial sense.
In 2014, they had a barge that it serves as a dock, and they had a ship or a boat that was probably 120 feet long, and they needed to move them up onto the beach. And they contracted an outfit to come out here and do that. And they spent $750,000 to move those two pieces of equipment up onto the beach.
Here's Crow responding to that.
I'm running this operation. I want it run my way, and I'm going to continue to do that. And I support Nick Souza, absolutely.
Plant manager Nick Souza would have been directly in charge of these decisions.
I don't think some of the things you're tossing up are anywhere near the truth. I think that
that's what I'm wondering.
Every time you try to produce a product in Western Alaska, it's very expensive.
More than just the way the plant was run, Moyle points out the plant itself as a poor management choice. He says it was more than the area could support, that it was a Cadillac when all the area needed was a pickup truck, and now it sits unused. Crow says he doesn't disagree with the idea that the plant was too much for the area.
But I didn't understand, or I never projected this, number one, that increased subsistence pressure on local fish, especially king salmon. I've never seen swarms of boats that resemble the old commercial fleets that are now the subsistence fleets.
Crow says the last couple of years of sporadic fishing openers have driven people to overuse the resource and make the fisheries program impossible. Though this does not explain the ocean-going fishing programs that have been shut down as well. We'll have more on that next time. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.